We reached the stacks of cubes. It looked like a wall of TVs as I was walking toward them, playing different stations all at the same time. Inside each cube was a single solitary person, all alone, trapped with foul creatures giving illusions of people and places each had once known. As we walked along these cubes, that creature would point inside a cube and we would stop to look inside. Somehow, amazingly, I was granted discernment into the trapped soul's life history in one split second of time. I knew everything about them. I could also see what they saw inside their cells as well as see from the outside looking in. I was so terrified that I kept saying the two words over and over again, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. I wanted to wake up so bad, but I could not. And now I just want to talk about a few things I saw. Inside these cubes as we walked along, they were like a holodeck, something that's shown on Star Trek TV shows. The people saw only the images within their inside their cells. It was revealed to me during this time that these cubes reflected what was inside a person's memory, and thus, like a living dream, these people saw and experienced their own private worlds and in the full perspective of those worlds. Inside of a cube, it could appear like inside of a house. Outside in the woods, it could appear like a cave. It could appear like a desert. Whatever a person held within, it appeared to. In fact, it could appear as big as a country to a person, and yet the cubes are only about 10 by 10 feet square, and the people never knew the true dimensions of their cubes. I saw cubes bathed in fire. Inside was this roaring fires. Others were showing hot, dry places where a person saw terrible things. Some were just dark rooms with shadowy light and creatures taunting and touching a person. That was all. There were definite degrees of recompense I could see. Looking into one cube, I saw a man sitting in a small wooden boat, fishing in a pond. To him, he was all alone on a pond, complete with a horizon like he was sitting in the middle of the woods. He was bored totally out of his mind. Nothing changed for years, and he passed away about 1893. He wasn't a bad, horrible person. He did a few good things in his life, but these could never atone for the other things he did do. These other things were being reminded to him as he fished and revealed his true nature and character now. How can I say this without sounding so too religious? Yes, he violated the laws of God, but he never realized he did. This violation instead made life ugly for him, and he understood that. It made life ugly for those that he was near, his family, his workers. He set his own course to please his own desires and never counted the cost. For example, he neglected his son's school programs to go fishing with the boys and do as he felt. He didn't care. He just wanted to do what he wanted. The rule of thumb he held for his wife did not help matters much either. Yep, he made others suffer by his neglect, and even his children in turn learned to keep spreading this around. He was a nice guy, you would think, so until his true nature and intents and plans of his heart was revealed. Inside his cube, they were being revealed slowly in a just measure and in degrees, reminding him like some whispering ambiance would, saying something like this to him. You set the course for your life. Your rejection of God's help, aid, mercy reveals that you would reject God in heaven and corrupt it too, unless unchecked. As time goes on, he'll grow worse in his own doom, his nature fully revealed in this place of restraint until the future final verdict is decreed.